Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
I'm not ready.
Oh, Sarah, you've already fucked it. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hello,
Mickey. Hello, Lucas.
As you might Sarah. Be able to tell by the sound quality, we're not yet back in the studio, even though we've promised we would be for like the last 3 weeks.
Mm. We're like distant dads at this stage, aren't we? We're like,
yeah, we really are.
I promise you, I'll be at your baseball game. And then
I'm the kid with the baseball game.
Yeah.
100%. My two dads in the same room.
Well,
I went to the studio, didn't I?
You did. We talked about that on our little non-Lucas podcast.
We all got together and laughed at you.
Mm. I'm sure it was very silly of me.
Yeah.
But tell us, Lucas, because you went to the Big Apple.
I did.
Before we address the Big Apple, can we address the big elephant in the room?
My name is Mickey.
Okay, now we can talk about New York.
Okay.
No, I think we need to talk about the mullet situation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're right, there has been a lot of change. Well, essentially, it wasn't my decision. It was out of my hands.
What?
If you didn't know this, if you're listening and you didn't know this, Lucas, the whole time we've known him, which has been his whole life, has had a mullet.
Yes.
And he sits before us on Zoom today with...
Mulletless.
A classic short back and sides.
Mm. Mm. Well, essentially what happened is I went to my regular hairdresser. This was before I was going to New York because I needed a haircut. So I was like, I'll go to my regular hairdresser. But the regular guy... My guy wasn't available.
Your guy?
So I had to have this new man who cut my hair.
Oh, no. Not a new man.
Yeah, I hate new men.
It's terrible when new men come into the picture.
We should just stop making new men, I think. I think we're done.
Guys, yes, listeners, can we all get on this? Stop making
production.
Men.
Press the big red button.
Whoever owns Men Inc. slows down production.
Shut the machines down. I'm over it.
No, I was over it because he didn't have long hair like my usual guy. He had a normal haircut, so I was a little bit worried.
So did he make you in his image?
Basically, yeah, essentially that's what he decided to do.
Yeah, that guy has a god complex.
Yeah. I said just a trim so many times.
Mistake.
Was he 5 years old? I want you to look just like me.
Yeah, he was actually. He had to stand on so many books to get to the top to be able to reach my head.
Yeah, that's distracting. That was, yeah, that's distracting. Yeah.
It was very unnerving.
Worried he was going to fall off, so you were not really paying attention.
At one point, and I got very worried for him.
There was a breeze.
He shouldn't even be holding scissors at that age, really.
Were they safety scissors?
Yeah.
The red and blue ones with the handle.
Yeah. So it wasn't even very good at cutting hair.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Lucas, I actually feel bad. I thought this was a decision you made. I feel really bad now.
Non-consensual mullet removal.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was really it. It was okay. It's fine. I mean, it'll grow back, first of all. It's already grown back quite a lot.
The trauma of this.
You know, it's my fault for trying Lucas new disappear. Things and stepping outside of my comfort zone, I think, is what we've learned.
I thought you might have done it because you were meeting Noelle's parents and you'd gone straight. Yeah, you're going to get a job in a bank, start wearing a suit, cut your hair.
I'd gone straight, yeah.
put the guitar down, leave the skateboard at home, that kind of thing.
This is tragic. Like a normal man. This is a tragic thing that's happened.
It's real tragic.
Okay.
I'm trying to raise awareness here.
It's really given me a identity crisis as well. I don't know who I am anymore.
I feel like this joke. This Barbers is not, you know, it's not Sweeney Todd level, you know, but it's closer to that than.
I'd rather he slit your throat, to be honest.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
Oh, Dundee has changed, Sarah.
Sorry, that's just a little thing we say in Dundee.
I'd rather have broken up with one kidney than no mullet.
Yeah.
Because I feel, need two kidneys, but I need the mullet.
I feel less warm towards you since the mullet's gone.
So do I.
Oh, no. So just every morning you wake up, you look in the mirror, you're like, nah.
I don't like that guy.
I've started eating bran flakes for breakfast.
But I do that. And what's wrong with that?
So many things.
Yeah. But what if I want to be regular?
I want my stool to
be regular, Sarah. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, Vicky.
Thank you.
It's just not cool. It's just not rock and roll.
Well, actually, it's not bran flakes. It's fruit and fiber.
Rock stars are constipated. Everyone knows that.
Oh, no. And I thought I was so close to Rockstar before.
I haven't shit in 5 years.
Don't have time.
Yeah.
Too busy rocking and rolling.
Too busy.
It's rock and roll, not rock and shit.
I just throw mine out a window like a TV.
But then it's come out. What the hell are you on about?
You don't want to know how I get
it out. What the hell are you on about? No. Guys, whoever's listening, don't buy it. Sarah is lying.
I call bullshit on this one.
Bullshit. All right. Shit.
Okay, fine. You got me.
So Lucas, no more mullet.
No more mullet.
For now.
And but then you went to New York sans mullet.
Mm-hmm. Noelle hadn't seen it, and when I got off the plane, she started laughing at me.
Oh no! Oh. She broke up with you on the spot. She was like, "Turn back around."
I had to get the return flight. Yeah, it was really awkward. Actually,
turns out
you were not welcome here. Yeah,
was the mullet.
But I had a nice look around JFK terminal and then turn around.
Okay, that's most of New York, from as I understand it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they let you into the airport with that haircut.
Honestly, they were like,
did they not have like a big mullets only sign?
They should have.
It's just a picture of Patrick Swayze. Yeah. We want this.
Yes.
I had to lift up someone like in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
You're not strong enough. You're not coming in.
Oh, that's funny. Like if you don't have the mullet, then you have to do one of the other things that Patrick Swayze has done.
Yeah.
People covered in clay.
Oh yeah, the clay, of course.
Yeah. They come in with their terribly made pots. Please let me in.
I haven't seen my family in years. They're like, you better dance on this log, motherfucker.
People don't talk about this enough. People don't talk about the immigration policy of like the United States enough.
It's a serious problem.
It's a really serious problem. A lot of people just don't even get the reference. So they're just, you know, they're too young. So they're just like, I don't know what you want me to do. Who's this guy?
I don't get it. He's a ghost, but she can see him.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah, please update us.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. Well, we want to, I guess Nipplegate is over. So
Nipplegate has just begun.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. They've grown tongues.
Oh, God.
They started speaking.
Yeah, they're like two little snakes. They whisper to me at night.
They're like the good devil and the bad devil, or the angel and the devil on each shoulder.
Yeah. You heard that, the devil on my nipple.
That's how you know you're a Slytherin, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It's all in the nips.
It's all in the nips.
One of them has a hole in it, which I'm trying not to worry about.
What?
It's got a hole in it, you know, like a hole. You know what holes are, right?
Yeah, I know what a hole is, but you know, I don't know why that would be on your nipple, which is why I'm going, what?
Picture a hole.
Oh, my God.
No, I've been told it's fine because, so it's right on the tip. On the tip of the nip.
Yeah.
And I've been told because that's the thickest bit, it will take the longest to heal. So eventually it will hopefully close up. But at the moment, it's just a tiny little hole. And I'm like, what's going to come out of it?
Well, nothing, presumably.
Well, yeah. You in the cold light of day, it's easy to say that. But then like sometimes in the middle of the night, I'm like, I don't know. What if it's like Pepsi? What if I drink a Pepsi and then it all, like in the nighttime, it all just ekes out that nip? It's
that'd
a lot.
Yeah, that'd be like a tap for Louisa.
Yeah. She has expressed more of an interest in that particular nipple since it's been leaking Pepsi.
Private Pepsi tap. Yeah. What's not to love?
She keeps going, babe, I'm thirsty. Can you pour me a Pepsi? And then I have
you're like, unlimited refills, baby.
Yeah. Do you want ice with that? And I pour ice out of my other nipple. Yeah, because this one has a hole, but the other one, this one has an ice dispenser. So I don't know what's going on.
Whoa. No, but it's great. It's a whole new business for you. It's a whole new market.
Yeah. I'm very close to becoming a Nando's, I think.
Yes. I was thinking about Nando's when you were talking about that.
We were all thinking about Nando's.
Yeah. Where's the chicken coming from? Do you know what I mean?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
No, I do. I really do.
Oh, my God. The chicken's coming out of my butt. Oh, it's so spicy.
I really want to take this further, but I'm really afraid that our audience is going to be like, absolutely not. Do not talk about this.
So talk about
I really want to talk about like where the mashed potatoes are going to come from, where the piri piri sauce is. Like,
and we're running out of holes. It's a small kitchen.
It's fun because I genuinely thought we were done with the nipples, but this is great. This has really opened up a lot of topics we could discuss.
Nipples got legs.
Mm. But other than that, how far can you lift your arms?
Whoa. Further, like my height. Oh, you can't see that, but like I'm getting higher. Though yesterday,
so for the audience, they're sort of how high would you say that is?
Give them an angle.
It is an angle.
That's 45 degrees, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit of like a double hand. It's like Nazi salute level. Can we say that?
Exactly that. It's exactly that. And that's what I spoke to my surgeon
just to give
before,
people an idea. Yeah.
And I specifically said, at what level can I do the Nazi salute? Like, I am going to need that for Christmas.
I just didn't know how else to like explain what you were doing.
You were bang on, you know.
Okay, great.
There's no other measurement. Yeah.
No. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, yesterday I got the train from, because we were in Aberdeen on Tuesday night. I'm in Scotland, for the listener, doing gigs, and we got the train from Aberdeen to Dundee yesterday, and I was with a comedian called Joshua, I think, I've forgotten his surname, that's so bad. Anyway, he's a lovely man, and we were both, it turns out we both have ADHD, lol, and we were trying to do a journey together. So oh, we're sat on this train for an hour, and then like we're both on our phones, like it's a nice sunny day. I was kind of just like like enjoying the heat of the sun through the window. And then like I just heard his voice go, "Where are we?" And I looked around and it was like, "You were in Dundee station." And I was like, "Oh, oh no." So we had to like grab all our stuff real quick and like run off the train.
Oh my God.
And we were like running off, and then the guy at the seat behind us was like, "Is that your coat?" And his coat was like on the top shelf. And I was like stood next to it and I was like, "Joshua, is that your coat?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "I'm so sorry. I can't get that down for you."
Oh my God.
So I made him like swap places with me, and like I ran off the train and I made him go back for his coat, which I was stood next to. But I was just like, "I'm so sorry. I can't do that. It's not."
And you didn't tell him why. You were just like, "This is immoral.
I don't want to touch your stuff."
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to know your last name, and I don't want to touch your stuff. I'm Sarah Keyworth.
These are my boundaries, okay? Yeah.
Great. All right, great. That sounds good.
I've just seen that your name on here is critically panned comedian Mickey Overman.
I noticed that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I'm owning it. It's going to be my new brand.
You are famously panned, actually.
Yeah. They tried to pan me. I come back even worse.
I ignore the criticism.
I don't. Everything they say is good. I take it out. I'm going to really.
I ignore the positivity.
I'm going to really lean into this. People need a brand. That's something I've really noticed about comedy. People need a brand. Mine's going to be critically panned comedian.
Yeah. Pan me again. That's your catchphrase.
That's my
What
new
are they
going to
do? Pan me again?
That's my new show title, and the poster is me like shrugging.
Mm-hmm. You're holding a pan.
Yeah. You're in a giant frying pan. Let's get panned. And then that's every year it's a pan pun, so it's like a few, you're like panned another one.
To be honest, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. All right, should I avail you guys of my
what's new
week?
With you? Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you guys, because we haven't really talked about it, because we were talking about it, Sarah, and then you were like, "Save it for on the podcast." So I'm gonna tell you guys about what's happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. So not last Monday, but the Monday before, Monday last week, we lost our water in our flat, and it didn't come back on until Monday evening this week.
How many days were you without water?
7 full days plus.
That's insane.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. It's insane. So 8 full days, actually. 8 full days, because it wasn't until Monday evening. It was so mad. Like, the whole week was so insane, because the first 4 days, we in like the entire block were just trying to get the management company of the block and Thames Water to communicate, because both of them were basically saying that it wasn't their fault.
They're just pointing at each other going, "It's him."
They were literally just pointing at each other, and they wouldn't come out unless they were both on site so they could like sort this out together, but they also wouldn't communicate together. So they had to like go through the residence.
Oh my God.
And Thames Water, they don't give a number out of like people, and they don't appoint like a spokesperson for like an issue. It was mental. And we spent like 4 days, and then it wasn't until I called the press. I literally, it was so ridiculous. I was saying to Patrick, I was like, I just feel like we have to, I don't know what we can do at this point. Like, I feel like we have to put pressure on the situation. So like, I was like, maybe I should ask Molly Goodfellow, shout out Molly Goodfellow, because she used to be a journalist and now she does like PR. If she has any emails, so then she came through, she gave me like 5 emails of people. I emailed all of them, like sort of like laying out the situation. Then the person from the BBC, shout out to the person from the BBC, she came out through immediately. She was like, I'm actually about to leave, but I can pick this up first thing tomorrow morning. And amazing. She picked it up. Then that same day, the next day, she got like an article on the BBC. The best thing about it was, I think she just published it as soon as she could, just because it's like really helpful. But at that point, she'd only spoken to me and one other person in the building. So she used like a lot of the quotes. And she later amended this, but one of the quotes that she used for me was like, Ms. Overman says, I just think this is crazy. And I was like reading that. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
I just think this is crazy.
That is what I said, but I cannot believe that she used that.
Luckily, it's a hot take. It's a hot take.
Critically panned comedian Mickey Overman says, I just think this is crazy. So then,
we're getting on the ground response from Mickey Overman. This is crazy. Stuff.
Like the dumbest person is like, why did they speak to this person? So then, luckily,
thirsty resident Mickey Overman says, "Whoa!"
I'm coughing.
Yeah.
So then we got that article onto the BBC. Then Thames Water came out saying, we're here because this is on the BBC. Literal quote. We were like, you should be here because the water is off. And then, and because we, like, for us, it was like, we could kind of manage, but we have like 2 vulnerable people who live in the flats who couldn't leave their apartments. So it was like a really big problem. So from that moment on, Thames Water finally was like, this is our issue. And they started just digging random holes in the ground for like the next 3 days. They were just digging holes somewhere, and then they would be like, it's not here. And then they would go to another bit of the street and go and dig a hole there. And, you know, it's not obviously the people who are doing the digging. It's not their fault. Like, it's, you know, they're just doing the work as assigned to them. But it was crazy how... And I did think it was crazy.
It's crazy. This is crazy.
And this is great. It was nuts how they just they didn't have any idea where the leak was. And so on Monday evening, they didn't even solve it yet. They basically gave us an overland supply, like a sort of like temporary supply which also was like, if this was an option the entire time, I can't believe
they
it
could,
8 days.
Yeah, that's my first instinct. Is like, they could have done that the whole time, but
they
were
could
like,
have done
nah.
that the whole time.
We're going to do
digging.
Yeah. Let us just dig for a bit. It calms us down.
New spade.
Yeah. And apparently last night, during the night, is when we got our actual supply back. The whole experience, I've never experienced anything like it in my life. The day that they acknowledged it was their fault, we did get a huge delivery of water because they're supposed to give you 10 liters of water per person per day so that you can cook and clean and flush the toilet. I figured out I didn't know how flushing the toilet worked. I thought it was because of you press the button and then there's like a suction that happens. It's not that at all. It's just the weight of the water.
Yeah, no, we know that.
I did not know that.
Really?
Boy, did I think I was stupid. Yeah, I was like, but how can we flush this toilet? And Patrick was like, you fill a bucket with water and then you just flush it down. Yeah. So I learned
did that never happened to you as a child when you're like, I just have like memories of like my parents being like, we're having a problem with the water, so you have to fill this bucket.
No, my parents always lived in new builds. So everything was kind of always like functioning quite properly. Whereas this is an old building. So there's a lot of like old piping and things that could go wrong.
I
learned that.
I only actually ever pee on airplanes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, yeah. Clearly that's what I thought. I was like, every toilet is an airplane toilet. I learned that. So that was very helpful. And we were basically just camping in our own house. We were like, cooking and cleaning with bottled water, you know, like lots of kettles boiling to get hot water. And then we were showering at the gym. And
I saw
crazy.
Patrick.
It was crazy.
I saw Patrick on, I can't remember what night it was, like
last Thursday.
Yeah. And he said it was really spoiling your water fight. I had a big talk with him about that.
That is private. That is our water fights are private. That's our foreplay.
He was very upset. He said it was really
Patrick doesn't really understand what wet means. He's like, yeah, of course she's wet.
Water balloon at her.
Yeah.
What do you guys mean that's hard? She's drenched.
I got her right in the face. He thinks all innuendos are just reality. He's like, she loves my hose.
It's all water-based.
Oh man, that sucks though. That is actually just really terrible. I had such
horrific.
I texted you about this, but I had such a stupid reaction to, because I did see Patrick and he was telling me about the water situation. And I did have a real like pathetic reaction that's making me slightly concerned for like our friendship and also like my relationship with Patrick, because as he was telling me, there was this little part of me that was like, I just wish he'd stop telling me so that Mickey could tell me on the podcast. I was like, I don't know how, I feel like Mickey's going to want to say this on the record, you know?
It's like spoiler alerts.
Yeah. I was like, okay, well
you don't want, if we'd already talked about this, then I wouldn't have been able to like tell you this story and it's like full, you know, and get like the dramatic reaction.
I know. Yeah, I had
but actually you were giving me
reactions.
Nothing. Yeah.
I faked my reactions. I faked the non-reaction in my eyes.
I'd never heard it before. And can I just
saved
say,
it for you.
I thought it was crazy.
Oh, oh my God.
I've never heard anything so crazy.
I thought it was crazy.
In
Lucas,
my life.
Can we quote you on that? Let me just write this down.
I didn't take a picture of it, but like, you know, I didn't like screenshot it or anything. And then she took it out of the article when she got better quotes, obviously. But I did think like, oh man, I wish I could have put it in stories. That it's just me
That's
saying,
funny.
Like, I just think this is crazy. But I did think the whole time I was like, I mean, I'm like, it's so random that I know people who work in PR. And it's so nuts that it took that for anyone to come out when there is just no water whatsoever in 15 flats.
That's so bad.
That is really, really bad.
But it's just like, I mean, it's the same thing as like you have like a big customer service problem and like the only way you get it dealt with is by like publicly bitching on Twitter. And it's like, can't you just like look after people? Surely Thames Water want people to use water, right?
Yes. And
that's
also
their whole
like,
thing.
You have to pay, like Thames Water, I mean, hopefully this will happen, but Thames Water have to pay like, I don't know what it is, like 30 quid every 12 hours, which that really adds up for over 8 days.
Yeah. That's
you
like,
know what I mean? So it's like, that is like, and that's for 15 flats.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's so much money. So it's like, it's really in there. But then the other thing was like, because I live on a big road, there was just a thing of when actually they had to start just sort of digging holes and they had to then block off all the lanes on the street outside. It was like, oh, I can see like this bit. I understand why it's difficult because to get permission to basically block off a main road, the old Roman road.
That Roman
As I've talked
road,
about before.
That lovely Roman road.
The old Roman road, Streatham High Road, that is like a, that is, that you know, that it's such a, I don't even mind saying that I live there because it's so massive. You would have no idea where I live.
Yeah, I mean,
although you can find the article where I say, this is crazy.
Yeah. Also, people could look for the holes now.
Yeah, they can look for the holes. You'll find me by the holes.
And
Sarah has holes in their body, Mickey.
She doesn't mean my nipple holes.
Oh, good. We went to the same place.
Yeah, we did. Very hole-based episode, actually.
Very.
Lucas, got any hole news?
Any hole? No, I don't think I have.
There's a hole where your mullet should be. Because that five-year-old drilled into the back of your head.
He did not know what he was doing.
That is tenuous.
Not a qualified hairdresser.
No. Poor little guy.
So that was my news. That was my whole news.
That's big old news, isn't it, really?
That's big news.
That's huge news.
It was
news.
Big news.
Yeah.
It was huge news. And now I'm just gearing up to go to Edinburgh to not hang out with Sarah.
We're not hanging out.
We're but do you think you'll hang out with, like, Patrick?
Yeah. We have a
date booked
in. Oh, okay,
fine, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to tell me your news. We're going to have a water fight. Weird now.
I don't think you want to do a water fight with Patrick. I don't think you're quite ready for what that entails.
He specifically asked me for a water fight.
That's honestly insane because it's so sexual for us. I actually think that's really inappropriate.
Yeah, it is now. It is.
Does he use condoms for water balloons? Is that what he thinks there are?
Oh,
they're so small. That would be so painful. Forcing his dick into a tiny water balloon.
No, he's using the condoms for water balloons.
Oh, right. Okay.
That honestly, as you said that, I was like, I don't even have a penis, but that sounds. I felt like I could feel it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that would not be good.
No. Well, you have one, Lucas, so you can.
I'll try it.
You can talk to that with a bit of
a... to the listener why that would be bad. We're going over to Lucas in Penis Corner.
Lucas, please, we need to know. Why would it be bad?
Tell the public.
I tried it, and it was crazy.
I accidentally watched some of Naked Attraction the other night in my hotel room. As in, it was... Well, I put the TV on because I'm in the quality of hotel rooms where they give you one plug. So I was charging my headphones through the USB on the TV.
Oh, right.
So I had the TV on, but I had it muted and I was on the phone to Louisa. And then just, like, so many dicks appeared.
Yeah.
And I was like mid-conversation with her and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to change the channel because there's just like seven dicks on my TV screen right now. And it's so, I'd never watched it before, but I understand the premise of the show and that these people are naked, but like it made me realize like how little I see men naked. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, and it is just quite shocking.
Yeah,
it is. It's not the of the two forms. I do think the other one's better. As the only person here who actually sleeps with penises, I do think the other form's better.
Mickey sleeps with penises like they're cuddly toys.
Yes,
your bed.
There was only one way to take that. As I just said that. I was like, there's only one way to take this, which is that I cuddle them.
Yeah.
I cuddle them. And
you've got 20 on your bed at the moment.
Yeah. And they're all soaking wet.
Patrick's like, you have to pick, you can pick your favorite to sleep with in the bed, but you have to put the rest on the floor.
Yeah. It's like that's a market for like bachelorette parties, you know what I mean? Like Hindus. But I just 90% of it is actually just this guy buying it all up.
Just buying it up, collector's items.
Collector's items, penises everywhere.
Beanie babies. You know,
Nathan, who's been on our podcast, friend of the pod. He his girlfriend makes boob pots.
Pots shaped like boobs or pots made
out
of
they're
boobs.
Like little clay pots, and then you can send her like a picture of your boobs and then she makes these like really lovely little clay pots with like your boobs. And
oh my god, I'm gonna do that with an old picture of my boobs,
literally. And she also does post surgery ones. So I've seen ones where she's done it with people who have the scars, and she's like done it really, really nicely. And I've seen people who have had it where they've like celebrated sort of like their old boobs and have it in like a little pot. And then
that's so cute.
It's honestly amazing.
Tell people her name so that they can get their boobs made.
Her name of the company is the Boob Bot Company, and you can find her on Instagram. Her name is Esme. And anyway, she's really talented and she's so, so great. But she makes the pots in Nathan and Esme's home. So Nathan is always like, I'm just surrounded by boobs. And he has this story where he's like talking about how like a workman came over to do something, like a plumber or something. And he just walked into the flat and it was Nathan by himself, surrounded by boobs.
Yeah, like a lone man. That is a real, like, he made a note of that address, didn't he? Like,
it was just like there's a lot of red flags, actually.
Yeah, he wrote down a small description of what Nathan looked like.
Yeah, but I they're so great. I want to do it because if I ever get pregnant, like your boobs will change. If you have kids, your boobs will change, and so I want to do it to be like, say bye to Mickey. Mickey old boobs.
It's like that Adele song.
You ain't got no boobs no more.
You ain't got no boobs no more. Set fire to the boobs.
Hello, it's your boobs.
Hello, it's your boobs. Hello from the other boob. Rolling in. Yeah, those were all the songs I know. Yeah, that's gorgeous, actually. I'm going to do that. We have a few bum candles.
But is it your bum?
It's not my bum. I don't know whose bum it is. But we last year or the year
presumably
before,
no one's.
It's got to be somebody's bum, right?
Yeah, maybe.
You can't have a bum without a person, Mickey. That's ridiculous.
You can.
There's no
Surely
bum.
You can.
There's no smoke without fire. There's no bum without human.
Well, there's your show title.
Is somebody writing this down? Why isn't somebody constantly writing down the things I say?
Yeah, you should have a Plato to your Socrates. You're walking around, they're writing it all down.
I'm going to employ someone every so often to be like, are you getting this?
But they'll be like a baby comedian, you know. They'll end up also being like a really revered comedian like you are, but for now they're just walking around following you,
and then they'll steal my best ideas, like that bum thing.
Yeah, because well, to be fair, Plato attributed a lot to Socrates.
Yeah, but mine won't. My Plato won't. I already know.
You already know that.
Yeah.
No, but the one I'll employ will be absolute scum.
I'll get a little worm in. Anyway, so we went to TK Maxx a couple of years ago and we bought this bum candle. Cute. It's like the smell. We've never burned the candles because the smells are atrocious, but the pots are lovely. And then we went back again a couple of weeks later.
Is it the smell of a butt as well?
Yeah, it smells like butt.
That would be so funny.
Yeah.
You were in the joke section, Sarah.
Yeah, they smell like fresh butt. He was sniffing it going, it doesn't really smell like butt to me. It's kind of synthetic butt.
You put it in your bathroom, you're like, don't go in there. I just burned a candle. Wait 5 minutes, I'm just burning a candle.
I have to do a poo to cover the smell of the candle.
Yeah. Right, so you went back to TK Maxx.
We go back a couple of weeks later, they got more butts in different colours. So now we have three butts.
Great.
We got a pink butt, we got a blue butt, and we got a yellow butt.
Which one's yours?
The pink butt.
The pink butt.
The little pink butt. I'm trying to what year did we move in? And I'm trying to find a picture to show you.
You'll have to send a picture so we can put it in stories.
I think I must have told you about this before. During in 2021, like when we were all in lockdown, Louisa, for some reason, you know, when you're like scrabbling around for like interesting date nights and stuff to just do at home, She ordered these things for charity that were like...
you told me.
Yeah, these little felt kits where you craft your own vulva, like out of felt. Lucas, you don't know the story. So it's like you get sent like different shades of flesh-coloured felt, and then you can make your own, and it encourages... I think it's for like cervical cancer and stuff, and they encourage you to like take a look at your own, and then you craft it out of felt. Lucas's face is just entirely blank during the telling of this story.
He's like, must not react,
/,
must look up where to get...
Yeah.
Felt vagina.
He's writing all of this down, but like completely still. He's just one hand is moving. So now we have our display is like the three butts and then the two vulvas on our bookshelf. It's quite tasteful, I think.
When people come over, do they get to guess which one's yours?
We should do that, actually. My one resounding memory of it all was the first time Louisa's parents came to our flat and they were sat on the sofa and it's opposite the bookcase. And I watched her dad's sort of eyes kind of like just flick up to it. And I was like, we should have taken them down, I think.
Yeah.
We should have removed the vulvas from the shelf.
That's for a different kind of party.
Yeah.
But keep the butts.
The butts I feel less self-conscious about, I guess.
Yeah, everyone has a butt.
Yeah, everyone's got a butt, yeah. Famously, everyone has a butt. That's
well, what lovely I say. Stuff.
Are you getting this? Are you writing this down?
I think, dare we even promise our listeners that we will be back in the studio?
I'm able to do that if you guys are up for it.
We put a date in.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. We've promised
each
other.
But what does that even mean?
What does it mean?
What does that even mean?
Are we just trying to upset Lucas again?
Is it just another prank?
It could be a prank. That was such a good prank.
I'm going to go walk through the door and there's a bucket of water balanced on it. It's gonna dump on me.
Patrick's there with a super soaker. Gotcha.
Okay, well, let's say to the listeners, yes, we will be back in studio. Will we have a guest week. Sarah
yes somebody will be there.
Have a guest, and do people even remember that we used to have guests?
And the hardest part about booking guests is like remembering who we've already had, and then trying to reach out to people, and then being like, we have a podcast that usually has guests or did have guests approximately 10 weeks ago.
Yeah. Maybe we can ask the audience, be like, does anyone care if we have guests? Because otherwise, we just talk to each other. And I introduce a new section into the podcast called Micipedia, where I tell you guys, I looked up on Wikipedia. We change it.
I mean, it's all over for us. Here's me with my butts.
That's great.
Oh, those are great.
They're cute little butts, aren't they?
They're bigger, actually, than
and,
I expected.
And, ooh, hold on a minute. Surprise appearance.
Is it the vulva?
That's the vulva.
Oh.
But whose is it?
Guess.
Imagine if I was like, oh, Louisa's. Oh, hey, Louisa's vulva.
I'd know that. I'd know that vulva anywhere.
Oh, I'd know that anywhere. Oh, cool. Oh, you put Louisa's vulva up. Oh, that's nice.
You go, I don't really think hers looks like that.
You haven't quite got it right.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you. And you make one.
Oh, yeah, good question. Did Here's you make Louisa earlier. And did Louisa make yours?
No.
Or did you make your own?
We made our own, but we didn't really discuss... Like, so she went sort of silly and chose like brighter colors. And I went for like anatomically correct.
Yeah, you went for photo accuracy.
So that one is that's one's mine, and I would say that means that mine is more upsetting.
Yeah, which is the whole point, surely.
Yeah,
if you're gonna make a felt vagina vulva, then you want it to be upsetting.
And then I made
another people
one.
To look and go ah.
I made a third one for my friend because we did Secret Santa, and so I made her one for Christmas.
Lovely. Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Really nice. So
lovely.
Maybe
little idea there,
for
guys, for Christmas. Little idea for Christmas.
Dead easy to make.
Okay.
That's the end of my sentence.
No, I want you to know that I don't know if it's the connection, but I understand that you said dead easy to make, but for a second, I thought you said daddy's here to make.
Yeah.
Sarah's really changing their branding.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of doing like a daddy make along where like everyone joins me on live. And obviously I'm daddy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great. Listen, we need to end this.
We need to end this.
We need to end this because we need to do some Patreon.
This needs to end. We're going to go on Patreon.
We're going to continue
carry
this
on
Patreon.
And boy, yes. Do I have some shit to stir. I got so much shit to stir. I got shit. Oh, God. Things will never be the same after this Patreon episode. That's all I'll say.
This is real good. Please sign
That's
up.
That's all I'll say.
Sign up for that if you haven't already. Thank you guys so much for listening. Get ready for us to have a guest again. Or let us know if you want us to change and have me do Wikipedia.
I like Wikipedia. God.
Can't wait for the wave of emails we get about this. People outside the studio with big signs, we want Wikipedia.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. No, you have to do the catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. You'll hear us next time.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.